We're talking about Al Siegel, Community of Agencies. We have Tom O'Connor, the CEO, Executive Director. What is the actual Grand Poobah?
Grand Poobah and President, yes.
And then we have Jill Johnson from EPI,
yes,
which is Empowering People's Independence, and that's one of your agencies under your umbrella.
Sure. It's a member agency at Al Siegel Community of Agencies.
Okay. That's what they say now, I guess. Okay. All right. So, first of all, we're talking about one of our favorite events. You and I have been doing it for 20-something years now.
Say, you and I are a tag team on this for a long time.
The Community Walkabout's coming up on the 23rd, is it? Yeah. Or 22nd.
22nd. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, Eastview Mall. And it's just one of the... If you don't smile at that event, you know, you need a pulse, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just all these little kids all dressed up, and they just walk about the mall, kind of like an indoor trick-or-treating.
Yep.
And then we have a little costume contest.
You got it.
Which is just the oohs and ahs do not stop.
And I think you could introduce every single child there.
Oh, we do.
Yeah. Everybody goes up on stage.
He introduces them, and I do the color commentary.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Look out, Tony Romo.
That's right. We've got a nice play-by-play going. Yeah, it's a fully accessible, all-inclusive event for families to participate in. The mall, you know, obviously, at Eastview Mall being indoors, we've got, you know, perfect weather every time we do it.
Yes, and, yes,
so
it is.
So we've got lots of fun and games and activities for anybody that wants to participate. And all the proceeds raised are raised to stay right here with the member agencies of Al Siegel.
So, and now we're right in the middle of EPI's this month, October, is your, you got the 1 in 26 going on.
Correct. 1 in 26 challenge.
You want to explain the 1 in 20, where's the 1 in 26 come from? I know.
Okay. So the 1 in 26 challenge, you have 26 days to walk, run, bike, essentially move 26 miles. And it's representative of the statistic that 1 in 26 people will develop epilepsy at some point in their life.
Which is... crazy number.
Crazy statistic. So we kick that off on Sunday, October 1st, and it'll go through the 26th. And people want to come to Walkabout on the 22nd and get some of their steps in and, I don't know, pick up some candy if we can.
Yeah, there's candy.
Bribe you.
There's definitely candy.
Eat the candy, walk off the candy.
There's candy, there's costumes. We're really, really fortunate. We've got a great event this year and a real new thing that's happening. I want to thank EPI for helping make this happen. Party City Holdings have donated over 3,000 costumes,
that
Halloween
is
costumes,
crazy.
So that anyone who wants to have a Halloween costume this year can be included in the event at Walkabout.
Just by registering.
Just by registering. So they go to
alsiegel.org.
Sorry. Thank you, Dino. Yeah. You're good at this. Alsiegel.org. Register there, and they can get themselves a costume for free this year.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. They were great. Lots of different options. You can pick out your size and what character you want to be right there online. So Party City was really, really generous.
What are we going to be, Tom?
It's a surprise.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see Wonder Twin powers activating. Am I dating myself, I think?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm Batman.
Yes, Batman would be good. So what else is new at Al Siegel right now?
Yeah, so we've got a lot of different things going on, but we're focused really on this is, you know, the last quarter of the year, so we're out doing our annual appeal. We've got a newsletter coming out, broadcast newsletter, and certainly we're putting all of our emphasis on a great event for Walkabout.
Okay, now we talked about EPI being one of your member agencies. Do you want to mention the other ones?
Sure.
Just so people know what all-encompassing of Al Siegel is?
Sure. So there are seven member agencies: CP, Rochester, EPI, the National MS Society, Medical Motor Service, Rochester Hearing and Speech Center, Rochester Rehabilitation, and Starbridge are all member agencies. And then we have other agencies that are there as well. We have affiliates, the Arkham Monroe, Mary Cariola, and then we have another 14 to 15 agencies who are taking advantage of our social purpose real estate, price below market, and all of the shared services that are part of the infrastructure at Al Siegel.
I think he said that before.
Maybe. He's pretty good at it.
He's got that out there. So basically you guys have property where you can help agencies out and not gouge them.
Yeah, so
you're right.
So this is
putting it in simple layman's terms.
Yeah,
right.
It's a really innovative model, but it's a model that was started and formed in 1962, and our first center opened in 1968, and it really is about providing quality space below market rates as a nonprofit to other human service agencies and other nonprofits so that they can do and focus on what it is they
right,
do best.
Yeah, their right? purpose. Yeah.
Exactly.
Their goals. And
our mission is that we believe we can achieve more together, and that's really what we're about, and particularly as it relates to helping people with disabilities and special needs.
Exactly, exactly. Now, Al Siegel, now Justin put this together, right?
Yeah, Justin Vigder is known as our founder, yes.
Right, he's the founder.
He's the man who started it all back in 1962, and he stayed after it for 6 years, but the first center opened at 1000 Elmwood Avenue, which a lot of people know of as Al Siegel Center.
Right, yeah.
That 1000 Elmwood Avenue, that opened in 1968, and we've expanded since then to 20 buildings on 6 campuses and over 650,000 square feet of real estate.
Yo.
That's just a little organization.
That's a lot of property. So Al Siegel, give everybody the quick overview.
Yeah, sure.
Who Al Siegel was and why we named it after.
Yep. Yeah. So Al Siegel was a Gannett newsman. He went on air in the 1930s and 40s and early 50s, and he was known for a benevolent spirit. He would start every broadcast by saying "Howdy, neighbors," and then give the Rochester weather because everybody wanted to know that. But he had a particular affinity for helping people with special needs. And when he passed away in 1966, he left a small gift to his church. His church knew that there was a group trying to raise money for this center that hadn't yet opened. They donated it there. It wasn't a naming rights. It was just simply a gift. And it reminded everybody what a tremendous person Al Siegel was. And we thought, well, we should name the center in his honor. And so that's his legacy that carries forward.
That is that's a great story.
Yeah.
And look at this, a radio guy doing well. Go figure. So what else is going on in EPI this month? October is Epilepsy Month?
November is Epilepsy Awareness Month.
Okay,
so epiny.org will have all details there of the different things we have going on. And believe it or not, our signature gala event will be next April 27th, 2024. It's the Chocolate Ball.
The Chocolate Ball.
I know you are familiar with.
Yes. I've been to the Chocolate Ball.
But
yes.
we've already started planning for that, so we're excited for that.
And other than the walkabout, you guys will have Just One. That'll be at the beginning of next year, right?
Yeah. So Just One is, we'll start gearing up for that pretty soon here. We do 500,000 envelopes that we'll send around in February. But we do all the sponsorship and behind the scenes are starting to take place now.
Right. And that's just a great idea because if everybody just gave $1, then you guys would be sitting pretty.
I like to think that we're sitting pretty because we live in a really generous community, regardless of what people can give.
I see it each and every week. I don't know if you've followed my Facebook, but I'm at a walk or a run or something.
you're the busiest man in town.
Every weekend. And this community comes out.
Absolutely.
Yes,
they really do. So
you set the standard, though, my friend. You really do.
As my wife says, I don't know how to say no. I guess that's my issue. That's my problem.
We're lucky to have you here.
Yeah, yes. Well.
We have fun doing it. What else do we need to know about Al Siegel or EPI? I mean, we've touched on the walkabout on the 22nd, alsiegel.org. You sign up, you can get a free costume out of it. That's great.
So quantities are limited, and folks should get it registered as soon as possible so that they have more choice, but certainly have them go ahead and do that. The other thing I would say is we ask people to share their stories of why they walk about. So if they go to Twitter or I guess New X, right? We're into the Al Siegel website, alsiegel.org, and just hashtag why I walk about. And we've had parents that have shared, you know, that they've had children receive services at agencies that have made them more included and be able to do the things that they want to do. But it's a great opportunity for people to do the social media aspect of walkabout as well.
It's a big family thing too, because there's so many people that I know from over the years. You see them every year. You know you're going to see them at the walkabout.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Groups come together. Families come together. And, you know, we both get to see the benefit of this creativity, right? Where you can see parents who've designed these custom, you know, costumes around wheelchairs and other, you know, mobility things. It's incredible to witness. And I think what's really nice about walkabout is it's open to anyone,
right?
So you can form your own team. You can walk for an agency. You can walk for Al Siegel, whoever you want to. And all the donations stay here locally, and they go to provide great services for all of our member agencies.
Right. Now, with the EPI, you kicked off already. You kicked off on the 1st of October.
The 1 in 26, correct?
The 1 in 26 kicked off, right.
So that's our separate promotion, but we will have a booth there with a secret, super secret, top secret theme. We haven't released it yet, so. But we kind of started
the
all
mystery.
Dressing in sort of thematic costumes. We've done unicorns. I think last year we did witches, and it's a secret this year.
And the thing about the epilepsy and the EPI, it's not just kids with you guys. I mean, there are people that develop it later in life.
Absolutely.
I mean, so the age range is infinite.
Yeah, it can strike anyone at any time. They don't really know why it happens. Some people grow out of it. Some people grow into it. Some people can have a seizure, you know, later on in life. Sometimes you have it early on in life, and as they mature, they just go away. It's just one of those things we don't really understand.
Right.
But walkabout is nice. If you look at it from a family perspective, for a family who maybe has a child with a disability, it's something that the entire family can come out and do.
Yeah.
It's very inclusive.
Right.
So, you know, having just my family's personal experience, you're always looking for those kinds of things where you can bring the whole family and there's something for everybody.
Right, right.
So that's the nice part about walkabout. Plus, you know, did we mention candy? It's Halloween.
Yeah. There's candy and treats and all kinds of fun stuff to do.
I just go straight for the coffee.
Yeah.
Well, there's that. And you get to meet Dean O'Kay if you go up on stage.
Right, exactly.
I mean, let's not talk about the biggest benefit at all.
Because you can't find me anywhere. I'm always on the couch, man. All right, well, we're almost done here. Anything else we want to put out there for about Al Siegel in general? Any of your other agencies you want to mention?
Yeah, I would say
if you've got things going on.
Sure, I would say if you have a community group or if you've got folks that are interested in being part of something, they can join a walkabout. Certainly, they can go on any one of the websites for the member agencies or Al Siegel and look for volunteer opportunities. We're always seeking volunteers. And then I'd be remiss, you know, if I didn't thank the folks that make some of this possible, right? So I've got to thank Wilma Wright and Eastview Mall, M&T Bank, WROC, PricewaterhouseCoopers, and of course you. You've been RMC and the front man for this for so many years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I can't believe. Yeah. Many different locations, too, we've done it at.
You're the Grand Pumba. Is he the man?
Oh, he is the man. Yeah, he's the man. And he's the... look, Dino, I know you hear it a lot, but you need to hear it from us. Al Siegel and all the member agencies are just enamored with your support, and we love you. So thank you.
Hey. Thank you. You let me come to your wine thing. You let me golf. That's all I need, man. You know me. I have simple needs here. And Jill, anything else you want to tell us about EPI?
We just love to have people come out. It's a great opportunity. We have a large group of people who receive self-direction services through us. So maybe they're not aware or not directly tied into us, but it's a great opportunity. Come out and do something for the whole family and maybe get connected with the folks that you're working
with. And Ball again is in April?
April 27th, okay. 2024.
And do you know when the tickets go on sale? Is there?
After the first of the year.
Yeah, until next year.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, we're working on all that right now. Sort of the holidays kind of puts everyone gets distracted by the holidays.
All I know is that Bob is always trying to get me to come over to Rochester Hearing because I can't hear. 40 years of wearing headphones.
Well, that and being in the music business, right?
Yeah, and concerts and all that stuff. I'm always like, huh?
Yeah.
What?
I had my hearing tested there.
Did you?
Yep, and I've actually received custom earplugs as well.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
You can do that.
Gotta
so
look
that you
into
can
that.
Go to the shows and not affect your hearing long term.
I do have to do that.
Yeah.
I always tell Bob I'm going to do it. And we're talking about Bob, the director.
Bob Russell.
Yeah.
Russell, the president of Rochester Hearing and Speech Center, and they provide hearing services and audiology services all at three locations, but headquartered at 1000 Elmwood Avenue.
Right, right.
Wow, I learned something valuable today.
Maybe that's
why I can't hear anything. Too much time and bars listening to bands, I don't know.
It's all that. And, well, and I'm just way older than everybody.
Cumulative effects.
Yes,
right?
There you go. All right, Tom O'Connor and Jill Johnson, thank you for coming in and talking about everything. The walkabout on the 22nd at the mall. And then EPI's got 1 in 26 month going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's EPINY.org.
Correct.
All right. And lsiegel.org.
You got it.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks
for having us.
Thank you.